This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All. The groundhog has seen his shadow, and yet it is burr cold out right now in Maryland. But for the Terps, they are white hot right now.
Now, we could make the reference that the Maryland men are white hot right now. As far as the Maryland women go, well, let's just say even though their chances of making March Madness are spectacular, their chances of repeating as regular season Big Ten champions may be in peril.
Yeah, and let's not forget about the national title picture. I mean, that's pretty much summed up to the Gino Auriemma crowd.
Yeah, or in this case, you have to put in Ohio State in that conversation, along with Maryland, along with UConn, along with Baylor, along with any powerhouse in women's basketball. But as far as men's basketball, it's a free-for-all right now. No pun intended for the show here. But, I mean, you look at the top five, the top ten, it changes every week. I mean, last time we left off on our last episode of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, Maryland was ranked number four. And after a couple solid wins, now, Ray, they are number two behind Villanova.
Do you think the pundits would give them a little bit of a slack here, considering the fact that, come on, they beat Nebraska?
They beat Nebraska.
They beat Purdue?
They beat Purdue.
And they beat, what was that team again?
BS. I'm just kidding. Bowie State.
There you go.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Good thing about Bowie State, though, their university got some publicity on the Big Ten Network, and they got a big fat check out of it. So can't feel too bad for them, right?
Maybe not, but the players don't see a cut of that. I mean, the Army must keep some of that money.
Oh, the university
gets it. I didn't see a dime of that.
No. But
it was a million-dollar wound, Josh.
Yeah, it was. It certainly was. Looking at the last games that Maryland played as we left off the show, on Wednesday, February the 3rd, they were in Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now, interesting fact about this game, Ray, if you were watching on the Big Ten Network hoping to catch this game in time, you were sorely out of luck. You basically were looking at your digital scoreboard for at least almost 20 minutes during that time frame because Illinois and Rutgers, both teams who are unranked, both teams that are in the Big Ten, decided to go into triple overtime while on the Big Ten Network.
Well, you could have watched it on ESPN3, as people have been doing before the Terps went to the Big Ten.
Yeah, but if you're the crowd that's at the sports bar and you're expecting to watch the game, sometimes you don't have that luxury. Sometimes you just want to sit there in comfort and not have to pull out the phone for a change.
Well, there's that, but I don't think we're ever going to have a social situation where people don't pull out their phones anymore.
That is very true.
Everything is so interconnected. It's be like, oh, I got to have my scores. Oh, I got to have my stats. Oh, I got to have my fantasy scores and everything else that's been going on here for the sports world that's been changed by our little phones in our pockets right here. But yes, Maryland, victorious over Nebraska. One of the big things that stood out for me is Diamond Stone had himself a double-double, almost a triple-double with blocks because he had eight.
Eight blocks.
Eight.
I am not used. Normally when I'm reading off stats here, which I usually get on ESPN, I'm looking at two blocks, one block, sometimes three. Eight, that's insane. That tells you that this kid, Diamond Stone, is a special commodity that the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball team has on their hands right now.
With eight blocks, you're expecting that to see out of, like, maybe a split between three or four games, but in one game, yeah, Diamond Stone, eight blocks. That's something to behold, but keep in mind, he also had 16 points and 10 rebounds. So to put that on top of it, yes, almost a triple-double with blocks.
Or how about Mello Trimble here, who had 20 points in the game, two steals, three assists, two rebounds, but was 7-for-9 from the free throw line and 3-for-5 from the 3-point line. Is it safe to say that had it not been for the production of Mello Trimble and Diamond Stone, that we could have seen an upset in Nebraska?
We could have, considering the fact that the downside to this game was Maryland had a conference high 18 turnovers in this game, and they played quite sloppily as a team. But because of the performances of Stone and because of the performances of Trimble, they were able to actually pull out with a win in this game.
Yep, and as we move on to the Saturday, February 6th game, the number 18, then number 18, Purdue Boilermakers went to the Xfinity Center to take on the then number 4 ranked number Maryland men's basketball team.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say. Yeah, I'm getting used to these rankings changing. Maryland beating Purdue 72-61, and It was quite strange going into the second half. Purdue was leading 30-27, and you were having a restless crowd there at the University of Maryland.
Yeah, they were leading at one point 51-47, and that was with just 6 minutes to go. And then all of a sudden, Maryland just went off on like a 9-0 run and everything else that was happening. You were watching this game thinking to yourself, oh, this is going to be a little bit of a squeaker. And I left my house to go to an establishment. I left my house to go to an establishment at right when Maryland was being trounced by Purdue. And I was thinking to myself, well, this could be an upset loss. And all of a sudden I get there, and they have an 11-point lead?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, they were getting a comfort zone at home that they usually have been getting as of late. And I believe when you're looking at the stats there, that is their 27th straight home win, you know, in their last 27 games under Mark Turgeon. So that goes to show you how comfortable they are in the Big Ten in the thick of things. And Rashid Suleiman in that game against Purdue had 21 points, was 7-for-8 from the free throw line, also had 10 rebounds of his own as well. Another guy who was solid, Robert Carter Jr.
Solid. He was the reason why they were able to actually pull away in this game. You were talking about Melo Trimble and Diamond Stone in the last game against Nebraska being the keys to that victory. Robert Carter Jr. was the key to this Maryland victory because, yeah, double-double for him, 10 rebounds and 19 points, and it was his three-pointer that sparked a 9-0 run that put Maryland ahead for the rest of the game, and he scored all four of Maryland's three-pointers in that game.
Yeah, 4-for-6 from the three-point line, 7-for-10 total from the floor. It goes to show you that it doesn't have to be Jake Layman and Melo Trimble. It doesn't have to be Robert Carr Jr. or Rashid Suleiman, because it just seems like these guys happen to find tag team tandems in certain nights that just seem to produce these big numbers, and it's been the key to Maryland's home success.
And this game could have scared you even more because, yeah, they were losing with like 6 minutes to go in the game. They also were on a 10-game win streak when they were rolling into the Xfinity Center. So everything that was happening with this game just made you grasp your collar a little bit, say, this could be a little bit ugly. We could see a little bit of a slip up here by Maryland, but no, it was not meant to be. Maryland continues their home winning streak and just continue to roll right now ever since they had that humbling loss oh so long ago.
Yeah, and speaking of humbling losses, if you're the Bowie State Bulldogs, we apologize that the Maryland Terrapins just walloped you by 31 points, 93-62 this past Tuesday night on the 9th of February. Looking at the stats here, you had Rashid Suleiman, who was 7-for-10 from the floor, 16 points total. Diamond Stone had 14 points of his own, 2 blocks, and was 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Two guys that we normally don't talk about on this show because normally they're on the bench. You had sophomore forward Michael Tchaikovsky, 6-for-10 from the free throw line, 4-for-5 from the floor, had 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, and had 14 points of his own. Sophomore guard Jalen Brantley, 2-for-4 from the three-point line, I should say, and 10 points of his own right there. So nice to see the two Maryland bench players getting 10 points plus.
And I want to correct you from something you said in the last game. This was actually their 27th consecutive home win.
26 was against Purdue. My mistake.
Yes.
There. Yes. But yeah, 27 straight home wins for the Maryland men's basketball
team. And that is a school record, by the way.
Yeah, school record, and a record that we don't see being broken anytime soon.
It's going to be a while, considering how this team is just absolutely dynamite right now in terms of how they're rolling at home and everything else has been going on. This Maryland team has just been fun to watch all season, and it's been an up-and-down kind of affair with them. But now ranked number 2 because of this game, because of the last 3 games, because they moved up from number 4, now they're at number 2. They almost dropped out of the top 5 altogether. And now we're talking about, could they be a number 1 team when all is said and done, especially if they win the Big Ten title?
Yep, and a team that is going to have trouble winning at least a regular season Big Ten title, by the way things are looking right now, are the Maryland women's basketball team. Of course, let's start off with the game they had on Friday night at the Xfinity Center as they hosted the Michigan State Spartans, the then number 17 ranked Michigan State Spartans. And what was odd about this game, we were having problems with the Maryland-Nebraska game, at least for the first half. Well, as far as Maryland to Michigan State goes, unless you had the Big Ten to go on the phone once again, You didn't see this game on television.
You would have to watch it on your phone. Could you even stream this on your computer?
You probably could, but at the same time, again, this goes back to the fandom part where most fans don't want to have to go through that hassle because, let's face it, these were two ranked teams, two solid teams that are probably going to meet each other in the tournament a couple times here or there, once in a Big Ten, possibly in the national tournament, and, you know, they were playing a solid game. Maryland went in 85-76 against Michigan State, Michigan State giving them a run for their money. And as you look again, once again, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, we've been talking about her all season and how dominant she has been for the Lady Terps. 30 points, Ray. You were talking about Diamond Stone's 8 blocks. 30 points for Shatori Walker-Kimbrough. Of course, we shouldn't act so surprised about it because she's been one of the best players in the nation this year. 30 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 3 for 3 from the 3-point line. Again, another player, had it not been for her or him, one of these programs would end up being in a loss. Yeah, so there you have it right there. Breonna Jones, 17. Here's an impressive number. 17 points, 17 rebounds for the Senator Breonna Jones. Is it safe to say that's one stat in women's basketball we won't see as much nowadays, or should we be used to seeing that kind of stat here or there?
I think we should be used to seeing that kind of stat as women's basketball continues to improve, especially the product itself. Yeah, I was saying how Gina Auriemma and the UConn Huskies, they could be the team that is the most dominant dynasty and everything else like that, and then you rattle off a whole bunch of other teams, and then all of a sudden you see there's a little bit more parity here in women's basketball. We could be seeing somewhat of a dawning of a new era come here for college basketball as well because, hey, women can ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Maryland, unfortunately, didn't bring their A game on the road against the Ohio State Buckeyes as the then number 7th ranked Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Lady Terps 94-86. Of course, this game was on Monday night. And looking at the statistics here for Maryland, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, 16 points off of her normal pace, 14 points in this game, had 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Breonna Jones was your high scorer here, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. And Kristen Confroy had 13 points, 3 for 6 from the 3-point line.
It was a career performance for Breonna Jones.
Just was not enough, though.
It was not enough because, unfortunately, Kelsey Mitchell for the Buckeyes put about 33 up on you, while another player added 20.
Amarist Alston.
Yeah, 22. And you're looking at all these crooked numbers that Ohio State put up. And what was the reason why, Josh?
12 for 23 from the 3-point line right there compared to Maryland's 8 for 17. That was the big difference right there.
Or how about this? 23 turnovers.
That too. That hurts.
That was really, really bad.
Or how about this? 4 for 8 for Maryland from the free throw line. 10 for 11 from the free throw line for Ohio State. So, see, it's the little things there.
I mean, they couldn't even get to the line, and when they did, they couldn't really make a shot. So it was all over the place for Maryland, just a sloppy game all around for the Lady Terps, and losing 80-71 to Ohio State really, really now hurts your chances at a Big Ten title, and it's something that is just going to be harder and harder as we get closer and closer to March because the regular season, the clock is ticking for the regular season.
Yep, and looking at the Lady Terps schedule real quick before we close out, their next couple of games here on the 11th, which will be on Thursday, they'll be taking on Purdue unranked. Then on Sunday, Valentine's Day, they will be taking on Northwestern unranked, and of course we'll be reviewing those games as well. And as we look at the men's side of things here, as far as their schedule is concerned, their next slew of games. Actually, I believe we're only going to have one game to talk about.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin. That game will be on Saturday on the 13th there.
6:30 if you want to get the actual start time right there. And that's a pretty good game. You mark your calendars for that one against Wisconsin, 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, because that could have some good ramifications for the Big Ten.
Yeah, because the last time Maryland played Wisconsin was 63-60 back over a month ago, where Mello Trimble hit that game-winning three-point shot on the road against Wisconsin.
I don't think it's going to be that close this time.
Yeah, you think Maryland's going to hold them down this time?
I think they're actually going to hold down for the win and not make it as interesting as we think. So if not, there's going to be quite shortened life expectancies among Maryland fans. But this is another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I'm Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.